welcome in everybody to iPhone Users Group on today, the 25th. Hey, Mar, glad you could make it. We're just getting started. 25th of June, 2025. Now, as I said when I came in here, I was playing around with Gemini app. On that app, it has a feature where you can go live with it, kind of like Meta AI, you know, that kind of thing. And it works the same way. I was talking to it, and I have this picture frame over on the end table. So I put the phone in front of the picture frame, and I said, describe the picture that you see. And it would change every 5-6 seconds. And it would describe the pictures that it saw. It was pretty impressive. So I have my own Meta AI version, except this is Gemini.
Oh, that's cool. So it's a little bit like Be My Eyes.
Yes, only this is live. Let me see if you can hear this. Let me see, I'm going to key this up, play it for a little bit and see if you hear it.
Right in front of you. Can you see it?
Okay, I see it now. It looks like a few people are gathered around a grill outside. Is there anything specific you'd like to know about the picture?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a couple more that I did.
Describe the next picture.
Okay, I see a brown and white horse nuzzling a cat. It looks like they might be outside. Would you like me to describe any other pictures?
Describe the next picture.
Okay, I see a white pony lying down on a patio. There's also a young girl in the picture sitting in a chair nearby. Would you like me to describe any other pictures?
Is that cool or what?
That is, and when he says, would you like for me to describe any other pictures, could you also ask him a second question about the prior picture?
Yes, you can ask another question because hey Hank, welcome in. I was just demonstrating the Gemini AI feature on the Gemini AI app, going live with Gemini, and you can capture the live image and you can walk around and you could ask it questions just like you do with the Meta, and it'll answer the questions. In this case, I was having it describe the different pictures on this digital picture frame that keeps changing the picture. So I didn't know a lot of the pictures that were on there. That was kind of neat to know.
Cheryl, you might want to back off your mic just a little bit. You're getting your air poofs when you talk.
You beat me to it. I was just going to suggest that you're popping.
I agree. That's cool. And you're saying that you're doing it live, not taking a picture and having it described. So it's describing stuff to you. You could ask him questions in real time.
Yep, real time.
Question, does it only answer if you ask it a question, or does it like describe as you look around the room? Like, does it say sofa, coffee table, chair, television?
Now, you basically ask it questions. What do you see? Let me see if I can get this thing to go live. Hold on. So, okay, this thing, it says go live.
Thumb down 18 point. Ask Gemini. Text field. Live chat started. Okay, Gemini, are you there? Head live chat stop. Accountant said Gemini can make mistakes. Gemini can make mistakes. Go live. Button. Go. Gemini, turn on video streaming.
Hi, Gemini. What do you see?
I can't use video yet.
Okay, I think I have to turn on live streaming. Hold
turn on video streaming. Button. Turn off video streaming.
Hi, Gemini. Can you see anything?
Yes.
Yes, I can see a brown recliner in a living room. Is there anything specific you'd like me to look for?
What does the brown recliner look like?
The brown recliner looks like it's made of soft, plush fabric. It has a lever on the side, probably to make the footrest go up and down. It looks like a cozy place to relax. Is there anything else you'd like to know about it?
What do you see over on the across the room?
I see a wooden table against the wall with a lamp and some decorative items on it. There are also some records stacked below the table. Is there anything else in the room you'd like me to describe?
That's all for now. Thank you.
Cheryl, I was trying to remember. I think I tried to get Gemini one time and ran into a problem. Is it a purchase app or what? I can't remember what happened when I tried to get it.
No, it's still describing. Hold on. I just downloaded the app.
No, I'll have to try to get it again.
I just got it a couple days ago. Sorry, our friend was still here, and now we were saying goodbye and things like that, going through mail and stuff. But I saw that live thing, but I figured that was a purchase thing. I didn't think you could just use it. That's pretty neat.
So it works out of the box, and yeah, well, she's saying it's completely free. And what's the actual name, Gemini? What? I can look for it.
Gemini AI. And, well, I didn't know how to get the camera feature live, so I know I have a friend that was on the other group, and I asked him how he did it, and he told me to double tap on the 2.5 flash, and then in there gives you options to, you have to allow the camera to, you know, access, and then you have the live feed going.
Can you use this with an older iPhone like the SE that I've got, or is this something for the newer iPhones?
Which SE do you have? I imagine if you've got the 2020, I imagine it would work with that.
Yeah, I think that's what I have.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll work with that.
When you searched for it, do you remember, did you dictate or did you type it in?
I just dictated.
Okay, I'll have to try that and see if I can get it.
And a follow-up, I did ask, does it work out of the box? Do you have to create an account or anything, or it just works?
You log in with your Google account. So I was already logged on. I mean, I'm on the computer under Gemini AI, under my Google account. So when I logged on to that, it brought up all my chats that I've ever done, you know, with the birthdays and the poems and all that. It's all on the app.
This is going to sound really stupid, but when you say Google app, does that mean you just went to google.com, or is there, I mean, I've got the Gmail address.
That is your Google account. So you would type in your email address, which mine is confettismom@gmail.com. So you would type in your email address and your password, and that's your Google account.
Okay, and then from there I can just go down to look for this Gemini.
Actually, you download the app from the App Store, and then once you open the app and it wants you to sign in, it wants you to sign in with Google. It'll give you options to sign. I just already had the Google account thing going, so I just chose Google and then typed my email and password, and it's, you know, signed in.
Boy, that would really be so neat.
It is kind of fun to play with. Today is the first day I actually even tried it. I just asked my friend, you know, how he accessed it. And he opened the refrigerator and asked it what's in the refrigerator. All kinds of stuff like that. So it's pretty neat. For example, I didn't know I had a picture of confetti and the cat, you know, snuggled up together. That was kind of sweet to learn.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's free.
I haven't paid anything for anything relating to that app, no?
Definitely we'll have to check that one out.
It's pretty cool. Anybody have any questions or want to talk about an app that they were playing with?
Thanks, Cheryl. I got it installed, up and working, and it talks to me.
Well, look at you.
Look at you. Woo! You better not be giving out that kind of information.
Yeah, and explained what was across the room, and told me what the signs were that was up over the door, and all kinds of stuff.
That is really cool. And Cheryl, I got the Facebook thing to work. I did sign out, had closed it by the time we talked last, and then I opened it, so the dictate did work. And I find it easier the way Sarah said it. Yep, top right corner, you'll hear a button. I double tapped on that and post was put on my Facebook.
Yeah, I had never done that before. So, yeah, I got to respond to a friend of mine that, you know, was saying, give me a call. I said, okay, I better call her today at some point.
Well, I just tried it on my 2020 and it works, Becky.
There you go. This is a toy to play with and it's kind of neat.
Yeah, a toy and a real big help when you want to know what something is or, you know, that's just really cool.
So if you want to write a letter or do you want to write a poem or do you want to get ideas for something, you can type it in and send it a message and it'll respond. And then you can then share that response and share it. You can upload it to Dropbox if you want. It's a multi-step process when I create those birthday poems. So it's got a lot of functionality to it.
I got an idea to do what I did the other day. Ask it to write a song.
Exactly, and it will do it.
So it would also, of course, I'm assuming, read a letter to you, maybe?
I have not done that with it, but if it sees it, it may be like the Meta AI and just summarize it or tell you, you know, it's a... I use VD scan for actually reading what's actually written on the page. VD scan, I think, is to me the best scanning app out there.
Seems like I've got that on this phone, but it's been a long time since I've used it.
Well, I'll tell you, you go into it. I just put the page in my lap, hold the phone above the page, hit the capture image or preview image. Not capture image, but whatever it says to capture image or preview image, I think is what it is. And it takes a picture and almost immediately starts reading.
Yeah, if you get all four corners, it will actually take the picture automatically.
I'm not that patient.
Oh, yeah.
I would get real frustrated real easy if I had to keep moving that thing around, listening to that going, no.
I get to the high pitch and then just hold it there. It says, hold still, click. There you go.
Never heard it do that. That's why. But it's a neat app. I mean, there's so many out there. And, you know, and if I find that one app doesn't do it, then I look for another app. I've got, like, the Envision app that has an instant scan, instant text, and it's pretty good sometimes. And then I've got the Canif, well, First Step reader, I guess, used to be KNFB. And, you know, there's several out there that do a good job. Seeing AI.
There's something dream. Is it Text Dream that I got? That does pretty good also.
Now, I have read, like, bottles of things and stuff like that with Seeing AI, with Be My Eyes AI. And sometimes I have better luck reading things like that than I do with, like, Seeing AI, because I can't always find the barcodes. But it will read the label. And, you know, usually I just want to find out what the heck the darn thing is. And it'll read the label much easier a lot of times than it'll read the barcode.
Be My AI is my first choice for reading cans or boxes or getting direct. It is phenomenal for that. But I was going through some pictures that I found in a box, and I found out that there's a limit to how many pictures you can take in the course of a day with Be My AI. I don't know how many it was, but it was a lot. It said, you have reached the number of, how did it frame it? You have reached the limit or the number of chats for today. Goodbye.
Interesting.
I didn't know there was a limit. Now I do.
So I suppose Chris Ann's not here because she's out partying.
I was just key enough to say the same thing. I know why Chris Ann isn't here. She's out partying for her birthday.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I'm going, oh, I don't know if we'll see her in the iPhone group.
She could at least bring her cake and share it with us.
Mar, I played it before you got here, but we shortened the VIP song to work as an intro to Center Stage. I think it'd be great. Hey, Sarah, welcome in.
Hey, Sarah. Okay, so when I clicked on Google AI, it brought up Google Gemini. Then it does say it is an AI, but it does say get in-app purchases. Does anybody know what those are yet? And am I on the right one?
Yep, you're on the right one, and it isn't, there is no cost.
Well, there is a pro version that's where the money comes in, but I do not wish to purchase the pro version. I have no need of it.
The easiest way to find it, well, you already found it, but what I usually do, I'll say, like, I'm going to open up a program. I just open Gemini AI. And it says, you don't have it. And it says, here's a suggestion. And it's already on the app store. It opens it right up to it. You just click on Gemini, you know, Google Gemini AI, and boom. And you just go to download and all that stuff.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, I had forgotten you could do that.
I did not know you could do that. That's cool, Terry.
It gets you there in a hurry.
And if you already have the app and somebody else wants it, you could actually share the app.
And what app are we talking about?
Right now we're talking about Gemini AI and its live feature. I was playing with that a little while ago. You can get the camera to go live, and then you can have a live chat with it. It's pretty neat.
The other thing that I was looking at that I think is kind of cool is you can flip the camera so it will go to front facing, and then you can still run your phone and use the front facing camera, like if you're in a place and you're looking around and you have the phone like on a lanyard or whatever. That would be really neat.
Well, I have a lanyard, but when I put my phone in the lanyard, It's a little pocket that hangs around my neck. I put it with the cameras facing out.
Right, but can you still run the phone that way? Like if you have to go navigate someplace?
Well, if I'm navigating, I'm usually on with Ira, and they're looking through the camera telling me which way to go. So otherwise, I don't really use it for navigation.
I think I know where you're going, Mark, but yes, you can. That really doesn't have any effect on it.
Because this would be kind of similar to that. You know, you, let's say, like even this morning, for instance, although I wouldn't have worked this morning, we were in the university hospital because Lori had a test over there. And we were waiting for our friend to arrive. Well, I was going to call her, and I didn't have any connection in the building. So we ended up having to try and navigate to the front desk, and we made it there, luckily. And but no, I couldn't get any connection inside the building.
Did you try using data?
I was using data.
See, that's the problem with some hospitals. They will block your signal because they do not like cell phones inside a building.
Sometimes they have their own Wi-Fi that's open. Ours does here. Our medical center here, they're all part of Guthrie Medical Center, and they're all over the state and in Pennsylvania, and they have their own Wi-Fi, and they're open. So you can use their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, she connected me up to their Wi-Fi, the receptionist did. But evidently I don't have Wi-Fi calling, so I'll have to go back to my carrier and see if I can get that enabled.
Is it turned on in your phone?
Yeah, I think it's in the settings where you can turn that on and off.
I do have a question.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
I have the latest iPad. How do you turn on the AI on there? Does anybody know?
Well, that I don't know. I would go into settings and just check there or do a search in settings for AI and see what comes up.
Where would that be under in setting? Do you know?
In the search box, just type in AI and search that way.
I never even noticed they had a search bar. So that must be up on top then.
Yep, it is.
Would Siri get you there?
Possibly. You can try asking Siri to open AI in settings.
Yeah, thank you. I will try that.
Good suggestion, Jeff.
Yeah, Sarah, I know you missed the first part, which is quite interesting. She did a demonstration of Gemini AI, and sometime this evening, it'll be available on the site where you can listen to the recording of today's session so you can hear the demonstration.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I don't know much about that one.
Yeah, it's an app you can download from the App Store, and it has a AI Live feature where you can... It's like your Meta glasses. You know how you have Meta Live? It's a Gemini Live.
Oh, okay, yep. Identical.
It does a nice job, it seems to. I haven't played around with it too much. I've only had it for a few minutes, but it seems to do quite well. I'm kind of curious if it'll describe people, because right now the glasses won't, but I think you're working on it.
Oh, well, that's good to know. How do you spell that in the app?
Gemini, I don't know. Just do a search for Gemini AI, and it should take you there. But one of the pictures was a man with short dark hair wearing glasses. I think that might be as much as you're going to get, and or whether or not they're smiling.
What did you say, Terry, though, that you could ask Siri to open Gemini AI and it would automatically take you to the App Store where it is?
Right. I was just going to tell her that. Hold the button in and tell Siri, or ask Siri if you got that enabled, but say open Gemini AI, and it'll take you right to the App Store where you can download it.
That's a handy little thing to have, because we're always hearing about apps people have, and then so how do you spell that? You just tell Siri and it'll go look for it.
I knew I didn't have it, but my phone didn't, and then it tries to help you, and it takes you right there. I use that, so I use that all the time.
I didn't know you could. That is just the neatest thing ever.
Well, that's what this group is for, to share information.
I think Parker nicknamed me Shortcut Terry or something like that.
What are you accusing me of now? I'm having trouble without that control key working.
He's accusing you of calling him names. Now I just got Terry in trouble. I forgot what I was going to say.
Boy, I'll tell you, just briefly, I got that Alexa Plus, and it is kind of frustrating because some of the skills don't work on it, and they say, oh, well, you can open that in the app, and I just hate navigating that app. It's just not that user-friendly, I don't think.
Give it some time. It will catch up because it wasn't letting us check the temperature in another country, and now it is, so give it a chance. It will catch up.
When I was setting up Gemini AI, it almost looks like it accesses your photos and stuff. I'm almost sure that it can describe your photos that you have on your phone.
Mar, you know how to give them feedback, don't you?
I think so. I think you can just tell it that you want to, right? That you want to give it feedback.
Yeah, just say its name and then feedback, and she'll let you send them a message so you can grumble at them about the things you can't do.
Okay, but yeah, I suppose that's the thing to do. we wanted. Because the Daily Bread was back on the devices, which was really cool. But now that I've switched to the new one, I had to go into Lori's room and we had to listen to it in there because hers is still on the old. So.
Well, yeah, it'll come back. All your skills, I think, will come back. It's just slow to do that. So it'll catch up. I don't know if mine will do games yet or not, because we like some of the trivia games.
Well, I know the Daily Connection works on it, because we do that every day, and it works. But I think I like the voices a little better. The main voice is a lot perpier now.
We selected the masculine calm. That's our favorite one.
Yeah, I think that's the one I have in my room. I think I have that one.
You guys talking, I had to step away for a second. A Lady Plus, I have not gotten it yet. I signed up for it, but I do have the fives. No, the fours. I forget. The first round one. And I do have a show on the way. But I was able to get Gemini AI to work on my phone. Looked at my drum set, and it's like, would you like to learn more, like how to play the drums?
I've been there, done that.
So, Terry, when you said to your phone, open Gemini AI, and it said you don't have it, but here, is where you can find it or something. And I did that, and it just said the name Gemini AI, and then down below there were just a bunch of letters, alphabet letters. Is there somewhere on there that also says download or save?
I can't remember now. I can't go back and do it either, but it came right up with or you can also tell it to search for Gemini AI on the App Store. It'll also go right to it that way. Maybe try that. I can't remember now, Becky, but it brought it right up, and I just clicked on Gemini AI. It said by Google Gemini, also. And I clicked right on that, and it took me right to it.
Well, you might be on it, Becky. Just keep flicking down. Flicking to the right with your finger. And it might eventually get to where it says get or whatever.
Yeah, make sure your finger is above the on-screen keyboard, because that's what you're seeing when you're seeing the letters. So go to the top half of your phone, like midway up, go above where the keyboard, on-screen keyboard is, and start flicking from there.
Yeah, that's where I got lost a little. I just wanted to make sure. What I did is when I opened up the App Store, when I went to the search bar, I dictated, all I said was Gemini. There was a few results. One was Google Gemini, something else, I think just Gemini, and then Gemini AI. Double tapped on Gemini AI, and then it brought up Google Gemini. That's when I asked, is that the one I want? The Google Gemini, and then I had a get in-app purchases button. You could click right there, or you can click on Google Gemini and then read more about it. And there's also a get button in there.
Okay, thanks.
I hope you get it and you enjoy it, Becky. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm going to work on it. Was it Parker, you the one? Oh yeah, that sent out that email this morning about all the different things you can find out, and it said something about for the older people. Don't ask the young people in your family who think they know all about it, because they'll make you feel like you're dumb.
That I read that. That is a very good advice, and I'm thinking, should I not try to teach Wayne how to use the iPhone? I don't know. I don't want to put any pressure on him.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. That's why I sent it out. That comes from David Goldfield. Passed that on.
Yeah, I thought that was really fun. I thought, well, maybe I won't show that to Stephen, but it's pretty true.
Yeah, that's a lot of good resources. I want to keep that one.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Some of the things that we emails and little things they have for blind people, you show them to some sighted people, they really take offense to it, like how not to treat a blind person and stuff like that. I sent it out to Facebook one time, and my cousin out in Missouri really took offense. Is that the way you really feel, she says.
What?
Yeah, some people take offense to, you know, us saying certain things to them and stuff. It was do's and don'ts about blind people.
I would have said, why? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. I don't know why I take offense. I mean, it depends on which one. The ones I've sent is, ask somebody if they need help. Don't just grab them and start pulling them. Offer your arm. I mean, I don't find that offensive. And, you know, I think it's more offensive to be grabbed. And some guy tried to pull me across the street once. I was listening. I stopped at the corner. He's like, come on. And he literally was pulling me into the street. And I pulled him back. I'm like, no. They don't pull me anywhere.
I was headed for a motorized revolving door one day, and a guy behind me got hold of me. No, stop. and I had to pull away from him. And as I got into the revolving door, I heard him say, "That's the last time I'll ever help a blind person."
Yeah, that's the problem with some people. You have to be careful because their little egos can get bruised quite easily. So that's a fine line between do we just grit our teeth and deal with it and just say, "I appreciate your help, but I am headed for the revolving door and I do know where I'm at. But thank you so much. I really, you know, it's hard to know."
Yesterday I had to go for a mammogram, and because I'm having so much trouble with my knees nowadays, Stephen got a wheelchair because he says it's a good ways over down that hall. Well, so there we go. I went in, and so this lady came out and got me, and she said, "I'm just going to take you straight into the room, and you can just change in there." And so that's what I was doing. And she all of a sudden she said, and I had my cane open too, even though I was sitting in the chair, and she says to me, "I didn't know you were blind." And I thought, "What do you think this is?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I am."
Didn't have time, Cheryl. It was a motorized automatic revolving door. Had to get in or get hit.
I don't like when people grab me without permission. I don't like that. But this conversation has nothing to do with the iPhone.
But it does have something to do with blindness and dealing with the public, and it's a valid question.
Well, it does. You know, I guess we don't realize the other side, that people can be so sensitive about. You know, they think they want to help you, and they really do, and they don't know what they're doing. That's, you know, sad, but you know, they need to be sort of educated in a real sensitive type way, I guess.
Yeah, well, some people in my family used to feel like, you know, they were overly helpful sometimes. And that thing I sent out, it was kind of knocking them a little bit because, and maybe it was my fault, maybe I let them help me a little bit too much at times. And I could do it by myself. Because one time when they were here, Nancy says, "Well, you know, you're too independent for that." And I said, "Yeah, I know, but they kind of done it all my life when I was a kid. So I probably shouldn't have let it get that far."
Well, you know, you would think that somebody would think, you know, would I want someone grabbing me? And I don't know, you know, that to me, that's kind of an invasion of space.
Yeah. So, you know, like I got all the cars, and she says, told her granddaughter,
"Jeff, even left channel.
Help Terry." And she said, "Terry doesn't need help." And they sort of took offense to that.
Well, yeah, it's just hard to know. I mean, there's been times when, you know, I've been grabbed by the upper arm and kind of manhandled, kind of, and I'm thinking to myself, it's only 4 minutes. It's only 4 minutes. And then you find it's like, thank you so much for your assistance. But if they're going to be leading me any distance, I remove their hand from my arm and then say, "Please let me take your arm." And that's a much better way to guide a blind person.
I've done that too, Cheryl. And then they thank you for saying, "Well, I learned something today." And I said, "Well, yeah, that's good." I said, "They really should, some of these hospitals and businesses like that that deal with the public, when they get hired or whatever, they should train people how to deal with certain disabilities."
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I do the same thing when they always want to grab your arm. And I say, if I can take your arm, I'll be able to follow you much better. And they're always glad. They just don't know.
Yeah, as long as you don't jerk away or it's like, I guess it's just all in how you, but, we're all ambassadors for blindness, so we have to be careful how we handle situations, because that, you might be the only blind person that sighted person has ever seen in their life. So you have to always kind of keep that in the forefront of your mind when you're out in the public like that. But I swear it never fails. Nobody will be around me. And all of a sudden, I'll get Ira on board and I'll tell Ira what I'm doing. Next thing you know, people are all around. Oh, over here. It's like, I think I'm going to start just pretending that I have Ira on board and say, Ira, oh, I'm looking for. Oh, geez.
Yeah, you really got to handle people nicely. There's some blind people that I've seen are very rude, and that's not good for us. They need to use a little discipline or whatever when they deal with people like that. Because like you said, sometimes it's, you might be the only blind person they've ever been around, and you don't want to give them a bad taste in their mouth for blind people.
I got a bang out of the lady that was a receptionist today at the hospital. We went up to the desk and she said, well, you have to check in this other lobby. And I said, well, we're waiting for a friend. And she was trying to ask if the friend was sighted, but she said, well, is the friend that's coming that, and she was like him hawing all over the place. And well, who is coming to get you? And I said, a friend of ours is coming to get us. And then I finally figured out what she meant. But boy, she was having a heck of a time getting that out.
Me and Wayne went to the doctor's office one day, and they're like, "Where's your person?" It's like, "What are you talking about? Where's our person?" I couldn't believe that.
Where's your keeper? The one that feeds you and takes you to the potty.
I think that's what you're talking about. I said, we don't have a sighted person in our pocket.
And then, yeah, this gal said that, oh, your person left? I said, yeah, she's the paratransit driver. And she said, oh.
Oh, yeah, one of the drivers was kind enough to walk us in. And then the receptionist, oh, is that your PCA? That's your personal care attendant? No, that's our driver. That's these people. All right, back at the iPhone. Anybody else have anything they would like to say? Now, the other day I was talking about copying and pasting text because I belong to a book club, and they'll send the list of books out. And rather than just write the DB number down or try to remember it and type it into the Bard mobile app, I will go to text selection, which is in my rotor, select words, and just copy the DB number. Just go to edit and then flick up to copy and double tap. And then I do the app switcher over to Bard mobile. Select Get Books, go to Search, and then do the text edit, and then flick up to Paste, and then paste it in, and then do the search, and it's really easy to do. It doesn't sound easy, but it really is.
Yeah, you make everything sound easy, Cheryl.
Well, it has its little issues because sometimes when you have the sections focused on that you want, and then you rotor to the text selection and you flick up to Word, then at that point you want to flick to the right and it'll get that DB number and it'll say selected. Then you rotor, I think it's counterclockwise, one time to edit, flick up to copy, double tap, and then you've got it in the clipboard, and that way you can flip over to the app switch or to the Bard Mobile, and it's the same thing. Get books, get into the text editing, do the edit, and then flick up to paste, double tap, and then do a search. Hope that was clear.
Well, it took you a lot longer to tell it than to do it, I'm sure.
Well, it's about the same.
Cheryl, you're back to popping again a little bit.
Well, maybe I just got a little excited.
You get excited?
Nah.
Oh, you do that tonight.
I'm not hosting tonight.
Yeah, but you still get wild and crazy, don't you, in the background?
Sometimes. Depending on who's playing what.
Wayne getting all the tables over in the corner so she can't get up on
them. He's in the other room, so he's pretty safe. I don't have to worry about tripping over him.
Well, she's already broke two of our tables. We got to replace those.
The table I normally get on, it's got a marble top, so it's pretty good, pretty sturdy.
Yeah, but when you leaped over to that other table, it didn't take it too well.
Does it belong to Marvelous Mar?
Marvelous Mar? Okay.
Does Wayne have any sight, Cheryl?
No. He thought he had light perception and went to the eye doctor one time, and the eye doctor turned off the lights and had this little pin light. He said, okay, I want to point to the light wherever you see it. And he was like, where is it now? Where is it now? And Wayne was pointing in all these different directions. And the guy, doctor turned the light back on and said, you have no light perception. And Wayne said, I pointed at the light every time. And the doctor said, but you pointed in the wrong direction. So that's how he found out he didn't have light perception.
Yeah, I think when you had sight, some sight at one time, sometimes you do think you see light. I've done that before.
Oh, I see light all the time. All different colors, greens and reds and blues and yellows, and they're just ever present.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think anybody that has been able to see, still their brain still sees things like, if you pass your hand in front of your face, you feel like you can see it moving, and yet it's you can't.
Yeah, I've done that too. I see it looks like a bunch of little speckles all over the place, all lighted speckles.
Yeah, that's what I see. Somebody said they were floaters. And there's a name for it, and I cannot remember. There's some kind of syndrome that is associated with this phenomenon.
Now, Mark has never seen, isn't that right, Mark? So you probably don't have any kind of light. It's not light perception, but it's what your brain thinks it perceives.
I've got different ones. I do have some light perception, but late at night, and I doubt my stereo or whatever throws off enough light. But I could swear I could see around the room and see where the dresser is and mirror and all that. And then other times it's like I'll be in the car going down a dark street, well, passenger obviously, and it looks like there's a car with bright headlights coming right at us, and it doesn't go away. I shake my head and it disappears. It just, I don't know.
It's probably because you could see it a little bit at one time to see headlights like that or something.
Yeah, sometimes I think the brain plays tricks on you, and it's like your memory. It's just like putting up a picture of something it remembers in the past and just putting it up there for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of times I remember when I was younger, when I could see like a traffic light at night, but I couldn't see it in the daytime because it showed up because it was a light, you know. It's amazing. Oh, that light's red. Now it's green, yellow, whatever, you know. But, of course, when daylight come, I couldn't see it. That was kind of neat. And we were seeing the tail lights on cars and all that. But, yet I couldn't see the car.
Well, I'm fortunate to have it driven before my sight got bad enough for me not to be able to drive. So I did have that experience. So very fortunate for that.
My ex-husband and I used to walk home from my parents' place after dark when we lived in Upper Michigan. And my ex-husband could turn right into our sidewalk just by using the street lights as landmarks. Of course, he wasn't able to do that during the day because there were no street lights.
That's pretty neat. All right, well, we're getting close to the end of the hour. Does anybody have any last-minute iPhone comments or questions to think about over the next 2 weeks? If not, then we will close out the session for today. All right, hearing no comments, thank you all for coming to today's session. This was really a lot of fun. I always enjoy doing this, and we always learn something whenever we do. So thank you all. We'll meet in 2 weeks.